Phoenix Audio presents
Sabbath Theater by Philip Roth. Read by David Dukes. For Two Friends, Janet Hobhouse, 1948 to 1991, Melvin Tooman, 1919 to 1994. Prospero, every third thought shall be my grave. The Tempest, Act 5, Scene 1. 1. There's nothing that keeps its promise. Either forswear fucking others, or the affair is over. This was the ultimatum, the maddeningly improbable, wholly unforeseen ultimatum that the mistress of 52 delivered in tears to her lover of 64 on the anniversary of an attachment that had persisted with an amazing licentiousness and that, no less amazingly, had stayed their secret for 13 years. But now, with hormonal infusions ebbing, with the prostate enlarging, with probably no more than another few years of semi-dependable potency still his, with perhaps not that much more life remaining, here, at the approach of the end of everything, he was being charged, on pain of losing her, to turn himself inside out. She was Drinka Balich, the innkeeper's popular partner in business and marriage, esteemed for the attention she showered on all her guests, for her warm-hearted, mothering tenderness, not only with visiting children and the old folks, but with the local girls who cleaned the rooms and served the meals. And he was the forgotten puppeteer, Mickey Sabbath, a short, heavy-set, white-bearded man with unnerving green eyes and painfully arthritic fingers, who, had he said yes to Jem Henson some 30-odd years earlier...